Okay, we began Siman Kuf Hey, and as I said, Siman Kuf Hey is sort of the engine of Hilchis Taruvis and Hilchis Basa B'Cholav, and the question of how Blias travel is Siman Kuf Hey. Sifalef, which we began last week, are the rules of Kavush. And Sifbeis, we'll get to the rules of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheini. The rules of Kavush, as I said last week when I introduced it, have sources in Shas which are not clear in the sense that there's a tremendous Machlekes Rishonim in what Kavush is, to the extreme that Rashi Shita, as I mentioned last week, is that there's no such thing as Kavush except by Adav Acharif. There's a shita in the Rishayim that Kavush is only 3 days of Kavush. There's a shita in the Achrayim, the Neid B'Yehuda shita, that there's not Kavush by everything. Only things mentioned in the Gemara there's Kavush. And all these shitas we don't paskin like, but I mention them as to make the point that the Gedarim of Kavush are Rafya B'Yodeinu. And we ain lanu el asif haShulchan Aruch. We know, like it says here in Halacha, that when something, a liquid, is kavush me eis la eis, that constitutes kavush. Now, just to read the Shulchan Aruch again, we read only the beginning of the Mechaba last week. Issa shenishra em heter me eis la eis b'tzayneim mikri kavush v'ari yukim avoshel. An isser that's soaked in heter. You have a piece of trefa meat that's sitting in a pot of water. That it's cold for 24 hours. That becomes kimavushel v'nesar kulay. Avol pachis mekam ba'adachasag. But if it's 23 hours or 59 minutes, it's good enough to do hadacha, and you don't need more than hadacha. And I mentioned to you last week, b'shem Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if it's pulled out of the water for an instant and put back, or if you change the water and it breaks for 24 hours, and that there's no din of 24 hours. Now, it's not totally Zabizah with Ben Yaimi. No, I don't know. I don't think there's any Shaykhis. This is the Kayach of Kavush. An interesting Shaila. What is the din of Kavush by things that are frozen? Somebody has Tupperware that you keep parif, and you put some chicken soup into it, and you put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours. There's no question the Tupperware becomes fleishik, because that's kavush. Kavush goes into kalim, it goes into macholim, no shayla. The shayla is, what about kavush in the freezer? You put some chicken soup in the Tupperware, and you put it into the freezer, and it becomes frozen. Do we say kavush on a liquid which becomes solid? Now, it's very hard to know how in the world we're supposed to figure it out, since we really don't understand exactly what kavush is. If you ask me, I would say that logically, when it's a liquid, it's a liquid. When it's a solid, it's a solid. However, the Prima Gadim, in his Agdama, he has an Agdama in the beginning of Kuf Hey. He starts Kaidim Boy Levayer Devarov Echgar Kitsas Bedine Kavush. You don't have it in your photostats, I'm sorry. But he talks about a few in Yadim of Kavush. And in there he's misupik about something that's frozen, what the halach is of something that's frozen. And he says that Beli Hefsid Meruba one should be Machmir. In other words, he's misupik. And he says, well, there's no hefsek meruba, that it should be machmir. It's in the end of the first paragraph, those who have it. He says, bel yarabi niyach b'tzarachiyin, the mashmir, here. It's in the first paragraph of Mishpatzei Zav Kuf Hey. I'll just try to read, I know most of you don't have this. About halfway into the paragraph, the old prints, I don't know how the new prints are. V'isarei heter hanechvash b'mayim krushim ukadayma, something that's put into frozen water and something like similar. Hamichis Yaakov b'shas tshuvas hitir, Roma de Bekerach lo shayach kavush. The Mechas Yaakov says that there's no problem. V'chei mistaver. And that's the svara. Dei misnaneya. V'koshke, k'shenase ke'eben hayovish b'soichai. V'loi mafid. Ela, shebeis lachem Yehuda b'shavas ha'tshuvis. V'kano yisala f'chof. Kosev de hava kavush. V'yanti shom b'reisi shekosev. Amash kosev alavush. D'motol l'aniach borad b'chama. V'loi avin noilid. The Teres Mashkel of Kaldavar, the Shaykh Bey Kavush. You hear this right? He says there's a Shailin of the Shabbos if it's Noilid to change a solid into a liquid. If you, the Noilid is to make something new that didn't exist before, is Noilid. If you squeeze juice out of orange, you make orange juice, or you take pieces of wood and make a table. That's Noilad. On Shabbos, obviously, a Jew can't make a table, but if a guy made a table, that table would be Noilad. So Shaila is, if ice turning into liquid is Noilad, so Lavush says that it's not, because ice is just frozen water. So you hear the Dimyan of the Beis Lachem Yehuda, he says, aha, so ice is just water. So by water it's Kavush, by ice it's Kavush. That's the Beis Lachem Yehuda's Dimyan. Beis Lachem Yehuda was an Adam Gadol, but if I recall correctly, there's some cipher writes very sharply about the Beis Lechem Yehuda, that he has a lot of demyonis. I think it's a lashon of some cipher. The Beis Lechem Yehuda should be Michael me. He says you can't pass him to Beis Lechem Yehuda. He says a lot of things that are very with a lot of imagination, and I think most of us would feel, although if the Beis Lechem Yehuda was sitting here, he'd be masber exactly what he meant. That the dimyan of Hilchis Noilad to Hilchis Kavush is somewhat questionable. But Al Kaponim, he does say to the Prima Gadim, brings it and takes it seriously. So, Lamaisa, the Shiloh of Frozen is a problem. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we're well off enough that we can take a plastic Tupperware and make it fleishik and it won't have a major impact on our quality of life. I think we would tell people to make it fleishik, despite the fact that the gut feeling is that kavush should only be dailacha b'chidusha, should only be on liquids.
Let me say something. We're saying that the trucks would transport meat. Can't use anything else usually.
There's no kavush on transport. No kavush is only by something, only by a liquid, something which fills the keli. In other words, if you take chopped liver. Now, if you fill up the keli, you can pack it in. But if you throw chopped liver in a keli, it doesn't flow and fill it. It sits wherever you put it. There's no kavush on that. Kavush is only a dava noizel. Mustaver, it shouldn't be. If you take a frozen, if you take ice cream and you put it in.
But no.
Kavush is only in liquid. Okay, kavush, I should have been clear about it, is only in a liquid. And what?
Like liver. And
oh, so you mentioned that sometimes there was the until fairly recently the derech was to sell chickens with the liver. They would take the livers, put it into a plastic bag and put it into the chicken, the whole chicken. When they put it into a case of chicken, put a case of whole chickens in each chicken in the neck hole, they would put in the bag with the liver. It was usually closed with a plumber, and people at home would kasha the livers, and then the stores would kasha the livers. And nowadays it's not you often done that way. So the error was that if in the plastic bag the liver, if liquid comes out of the liver, when you get it in the plastic bag, the liver is sitting in liquid, then it would be kavush. It was kavush for 24 hours. You can no longer use the liver if it's kavush. Liver shebishlai is treif, and if it's kavush, you're stuck. You can't. There's nothing a person can do with it. So that would be an example of something which is kavush. Yeah. Kavush, we'll see in a minute, it's derashed. And Ramal will talk about it in a few minutes.
Well,
now,
only about
what?
About filling up the keli?
Something which, I don't mean full to the top, but what I mean, kavush, people ask, and what is shaya kavush? A dove noizel. What's a noizel? A noizel is something which when you pour it into a keli, it flows and fills the bottom of the keli. It does not fill to the top. But I mean, it moves side laterally and to the sides. And, what? It takes the shape of the keli. So something of that sort, there's a din. Frektatazakasha. We have two things, two applications of kavush. One is a food in a liquid. You take a piece of nevela, you put it into a soup, you take a piece of meat. Somebody has a vegetable soup. So they have a leftover piece of chicken from Shabbos, they throw it in the vegetable soup. It's still cold in a container, and they plan when they're going to warm it up, they're going to, they might as well put in the meat. The husband comes home. He's in the mood for vegetable soup. He pulls it out. He sees his wife threw in a cold piece of chicken. He pulls out the chicken. He wants to heat up the vegetable soup. And he doesn't chas shalom want to become fleishik. He wants to have a coffee with the night daf yomi so that he stays awake. Did that vegetable soup become fleishik? If it's there 24 hours, it's kavush. It became fleishik. If not, not. That's one type of kavush where it goes from a food to a liquid, or from a liquid to a salad.
Just talking about whether the chicken was in the vegetable soup?
In the vegetable soup, yeah.
So with those 12 now, hours, it would be...
12 hours, would be 23 hours would be fine. Now, the second, if there's fat, and if it's buffalo b'shishim, which it generally is, it's not. The second type of kavush is into a keli. Like the Tupperware, somebody puts a liquid into a keli, the keli becomes fleishik. Put treif into a keli, the keli becomes treif. The Shulchan Aruch here mentioned two foods, and the Taz in Kufay says b'shem disavehetter right in the beginning that the same afak that it applies to a keli too. Vaday afakli also b'di'evet so achshishim neged kulei mushalei secheres kaimel akavishem avushal afilu b'keli. Frek the Taz a gavaldik a kashin. The Mogen Avraham in Luchas Pesach is the same kashin. How could a keli ever aser anything through kavush? I understand the keli could become flesh. But what are you worried about? You're going to go later and put something else into the keli. I'm not talking about a keli you're cooking, a plastic Tupperware. You store things in it. The only thing that'll ever happen with it is kavush. So let's say it became flesh or it became treif. What's going to happen next time? You're going to put in a liquid and you're going to store a liquid. You want it to stay pariv. I say, no, don't do that. It's going to become fleshy from the keli. It's like the Taz 1 minute. It takes 24 hours for kavush to go from the keli to the food. And we know that a keli ain't a ben yaimai doesn't give off blias. So what are we worried about by kavush? You're never going to have a keli b'kfisha that's ever going to ask anything b'di'evet. And by extension, the kasha really is, what are we going to be guys of Ben Yaimai? Ato Eina Ben Yaimai. It's always going to be an Eina Ben Yaimai when the Bliya goes out. What in the world are you worried about? The Kaylee could never... What? What?
One,
if it could happen through cooking, I understand. But by Kavush itself, it's not Shaya. The Bliya went in through fire. It doesn't matter. The Bliya will never come out. It'll never ask her anything through Kavush. A Kaylee that's made to be Kavish... What is the problem? What is the issue? This is the Taz's big kasha on Dine Kavush. This of Elhetta says it could answer. The Taz is matmiya. Now the Taz does not answer, but the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach and Tumin Tov Mem Zayin does answer that it's shayach if it's done mamish immediately. If you do it by Isay Rega, you pour out the fleishiks from the Tupperware and you pour something in that second. So the Meislais is exact. They could say, but it takes at least a second. So, but he says, the Magen Avraham says, if you do it Miyad Mamish, then it could Asa B'di'evet. So the whole thing is exact. You might do it Miyad Mamish, so it could happen. Shais. No, I don't think it goes to Shais. Man, yeah, it's 24 hours.
Is your opinion
about Ben Yaday
being overnight?
What? Now that was, if you're Yaday Ben Yaday is overnight, it's even worse. Oh, it could be more than 24 hours. You're right. According to Rashi Shita, according to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, that you need an overnight, it could happen if midnight you put out, you put in something new. Now, to become an Eina Ben Yaday, Rashi Shita is you need a full night. So if you did it at midnight, 24 hours later, you still don't have a full night. Right. You can need 30 hours. But right, Rashi's no problem. Rashi also no kavush. So the whole, all right. The Shaykh and Teres by Rashi Sheet.
If you did kavush in a pot.
Yes.
And then, cook.
Oh, b'shayach, by cooking. So by cooking, we're going to say, ben yayim to ben yayim. But by kavush, what are you afraid of to be
going to? Kavush.
The bliya went in through kavush. Yeah, whatever went in, went in. But what am I worried about? If lechatchila, I understand. It becomes slaysh, it becomes straight. What are you worried about? The eved on a davar a kavush.
But you can never have kavush if you cook first. You can never have kavush afterwards.
I don't.
You can have the other way.
Kavush first.
But that's not the kavush problem. That's the cooking problem. The
pilot has to sit out. Also, as well, for the second
bottle. I'm going to have
kavush too.
Okay.
Right?
The Rav Palm, when it was Masber, there's an interesting Chavis Das. The first Chavis Das here talks about how does Kavish work? Now, if you think you're going to get a clear answer, you're not. But he says two tzadim. He asks, what happens in 24 hours? Is the pshat that every minute of the 24 hours, a little bit of bliya goes in, and bingo, 24 hours, it's enough to be nice and tan? Or is the pshat that for 23 hours and 59 minutes, it's sort of pressuring the keli, and the 24th hour, we say, okay, now the bliyas begin to go in. So the Chavis Das brings a Chavis Yoyer, who says that it keeps on going in every minute a little bit, but it's not nice in time. We have a couple. It doesn't give enough to give time until 24 hours.
I'm just taking it out for a second.
The Chavis Das himself appears, he disagrees, and he appears to hold that it works the last minute. If you look at the Chavis Das, Losh is not that clear. But that's the way the Chavis Das is brought, that he holds it goes the last second. One of the Raias is, if I'm kavish something for 23 hours, I pull it out. I put it in for another 23 hours. It's not kavish. So why isn't it kavish? Why don't I say that 23 hours a lot went in, another 20 hours a lot more went in? If I say it goes the last second. So I believe that Rav Palm explained this shaila to be totally in that. The question of how could a keli aser, if I pour out, the Taz's kash is, if I pour out liquid, and I pour in, I have a Tupperware, I pour out the chicken soup, I put in pariv, whatever it is, I put in a vegetable soup, or I put in some other liquid. Now, 24 hours later, it becomes Eina Ben Yaimai at the last minute. If you hold, the whole bliya goes in the last minute, at the 24-hour mark, then the Taz is right. Who cares that for 23 hours and 59 minutes it's a ben yaimai? Lamaisa bliya doesn't go in till the 24 hour, till the alarm clock goes over 24 hours. At 24 hours, it's a ben yaimai. Masha'enkin this of a heter. He held the bliyas go in, seep in very slowly, but we have a Kabbalah, we're not chayshish for tam until 24 hours. Then it's takamistaver. For 23 hours and 59 minutes, it's a ben yaimai. And the last minute, it's an Eina Ben Yaimai. That minute should not change what was a gradual Nesinas Tam. And even the last minute is a Tam Kalush, then you can understand this is the Hetan Magen Avram that the Bliya goes in. This is the way Rav Palm was Masber, this Inyan. At any rate, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen that a minute after you put out the Fleishiks, you're going to put in. And therefore, as a practical matter, the Tupperware Shilas, the storage Shilas, are never going to make anything tray for Fleishik B'di'evet, because it just doesn't, it's always going to be an Eina Ben Yaimai by the time that the Bliya comes out. So for that reason, the din of Kavush on Kalim, for us, is always L'chatchila D'kashayla, And kamat never a b'di'evet nikashar, except by kavush b'davar charif, which we're going to see in a minute. But
isn't kavush like davar charif? Become davar charif?
No, no. Kavush does not become a davar charif. There's no reason to say it becomes a davar charif.
You put cucumbers become pickles.
Oh, we'll talk about pickling things in a minute. There, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Let's move to the Ramah. Then it's not going to be pogrom, and therefore it'll asin. So that's the way we're understanding the Magen Avraham, that if you pour it in immediately, and for 23 hours and 50 minutes or 58 minutes or 59 minutes, it's a good time. So then, what happens the last minute, which enough makes it enough to be nice in time, could still be enough to asin.
So it never become a time of time.
Well, at the end of 24 hours, the blias that are still in the keli, that are coming out, are pogrom dika blias.
If we cook it on a very low flame,
right?
We would still say
well, see, by cooking, it's not shy, because when you started cooking, it was a ben yaymei. Rishi Yatzel Esplay, it was a ben yaymei, it instantly asses. In cooking, you don't have this concept gradually going in. It goes in the first instant, it's a Yatzel Esplay. Right? There's no gradual idea of gradual blia by cooking, right? It's an instant blia. So at that instant, you say, that instant, is it ben yami? It's not a ben yami, that's the din. It's only by kavush, according to the Chavis Yoyes Mahalach, that it goes in gradually, that we can start thinking, when it goes in gradually, maybe if part of the gradual process is ben yami, and part of it's not ben yami, it should ask anyway.
Also, maybe it won't be...
It's going
in slowly. Why should it not be time of gun? If I have a double pogum,
it's not 24 hours, it's only 16 hours from this
place. If it's 16 hours, then it's
not. I think what he's asking is if you cook something and the cooking is, you cook it for 24 hours,
yeah,
does that become gum because you start cooking it 24 hours?
If you're cooking something, you mean that the cooking process itself should renew the blia. I understand.
So that's what he's saying on the kavush. It's like cooking for 24 hours.
I mean that it renews the blia.
But there's no heat.
I don't know. I didn't have such an idea. No, the question is, if I take a ben yoyme keli and I cook it from 18 hours till 30 hours, and now I put something else in and cook it, maybe I should say that those 12 hours of cooking are not time that the blia ages. It doesn't age. It's being processed. I don't know, without a makor, it's hard to say, even though we could think of such a thing.
But in the kavush, there's no, not true. So it's really the time
element. All right, let's see the Ramah. The Ramah talks about two things. Okay, well, let's see the Ramah. Ramah is two shilas about bishul. Chomok and darmina kavush kumavushul. Afilu masha chutz l'kvisha aser. Even the part that's outside of the kavush is aser. The idea kvisha shalamata mifafei lamaila kamei bebishul. The yesh makilu b'masha b'chutz. He brings the machlekes rishayim. By kavush, if only you have a pot of liquid, and now we'll have a case where the liquid is, let's say, the fleishiks. You have a pot of chicken soup, and you put a piece of celery into the chicken soup, it's cold. And half of it is out of the chicken soup, and half is in the chicken soup. And it sits there for 24 hours. The part in the chicken soup, that part of the celery becomes fleishiks. What about the part that's outside? Can you take a knife, cut off the top part of it, and eat it? The first sheet to hold that mashachutz l'kvisha iser. That what's sticking out, also the blia goes in through kavush. The blia travels through, just like it does through cooking. And the second shita holds that yesh makilim b'masha b'chutz, holds that it doesn't go out. So it's a machlokes rishayim. The shach says that the ikur is like the makilin, the shach in the beginning of Sivkot and Aleph, yesh makilim b'masha chutz l'tzir, devayara b'tereschatas kachov beiz, tinvav, Nira Shekain Iker. That the Iker is like the Yesh Makilin, and whatever is Chutz Letzir is Mutter.
It comes about Lulav also.
But the question is, yes, if the thing outside has a shear, the piece that's not in the water, you put a lulav in the water, and the piece that's outside has a shear.
I mean, as far as kavush.
As far as kavush, yes.
All right, by the arba minim, there's an idea. The halacha is, if you cook one of the arba minim, the lulav, hadasim, arabas, esrig, it's possible to use for the mitzvahs arba minim. So there were those of ma'ayir that kavush kavushal, those who put their lulav, their hadasim in water. If you leave it in water for 24 hours, kavush kavushal. The truth is, the same ha'ara with the romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce that's cooked, mara that's shavishla is possible for mara. People who soak the mara in liquid, leave it soaking for 24 hours. They want it doing it for cleaning from bugs or whatever reason. And they soak it, or in vinegar for the shear of kavush by davachar, which we're going to have soon. So the amoirim that is going to passel the kavush kamavushal. So you're saying that if you leave the bottom of the lulav in water, and the rest of it is protruding, so kavush, you should be telling this machlaikis, this mefafeya, in the whole thing. I don't know if there's a havamina that what's outside is kavush. The shaila is that what's outside gets a bliya. But to say that what's outside was kavush, I'm not sure. Just because it's a bliya doesn't mean it's kavush.
Wouldn't that be an issue in the lulav in the first day or second? If it's only for the first day, you have to.
Depends which psul it is, but if it's only the first day, it'll be. No, you could do it. Yeah, you could do it 2 days before. The first day. Now, there is a certain thing I want to mention, it doesn't come up. By this shaila of what's outside, there is a sichsuch here, the Shachar Mekiv Eger. If by a Dava Shamein, we are going to discuss Dava Shamein where it is very Nageya. Dava Shamein, you have to know, some foods have a fatty taste, and some foods have a non-fatty taste. Vegetables in general are not Shamein, and meat is Shamein, is fatty. Things in between, we say, Ein Anu Bekiyim. We're not sure which other things that doesn't say beferish, if they are dam, it says, is not shamein. Certain things are not shamein, but certain other things, we're not picky in what is exactly, what's not. The Shach maintains that by a dava shamein, the blia does travel even to what's outside of the pot. Those, if you have a chicken soup and a piece of celery protruding, we would say the chicken is fatty. And by a fatty blia gets taste more easily, and then the blia does go to what's chutz l'raitiv.
But meat also.
That's the Shach's position by meat and chicken. The Rebbe Kiveger is mefakfek on it. I don't want to spend time on Dava Shamein because it's not the Iker Inyan here. Just to pass it without mentioning it is not Shach.
Does Shach mean that it's in a fatty thing, or that the thing that's zero is a fatty, that it will go through a fatty thing?
The blia is fatty. The blia is a blia shamein. Shamein is mefafeya. Yeah. Now it could be, but the stam meat is a dava shamein. The second half of this Ramah, b'safek kavush. What happens if you have something that's a safek if it's kavush or not? Is that a safek deraisa, a safek derabana? Safek kavush aser muvad bebasar imchalav daslina lakula. Normal safek kavush is safek deraisa, except basar b'chalav. Why except basar b'chalav? Like Savashel Gedi Bachalevimai. It's only in this of Bishel. Kavush is Kim of Ushel. It's Payal, it's transferred just like Bishel. But it's not Bishel. So except Pasa Bachal, there's Lila Kula, and I mean, I tell you, and Yasa Rak, but Bishel Mamish. So a suffix of Kavush is Asr except by Pasa Bachal.
We learned out that the Torah says that Achil is telling that Tishlegadar Bishel is also Asr in the Torah. Tishlegadar Bishel.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow.
Like Pasa Bachal.
Only Derech Bishel Asr Taira. Only Derech Bishel Asr Taira. It has to be Derech Bishel. If it's not Derech Bishel, there's no Derech. Derech Bishel Asr Taira. Now, right, but even the Achila is only Asr on a Dover that was cooked. Now, this Machlaikis, if Safik Kavush is Asr, the Taz has here Taina, the Taz is of Katan Gimel, and this has to do with Dine Sveikis. The Taz says you can have two types of Sveikis. You can have one Safik where you know there's a Dava Kavush. You know a piece of celery was Kavush in even a treif. and they have a piece of celery that wasn't, you can't tell which is which. That type of suffix we call a schazak isura. We know there's isser. We don't know which is which. That's a more chomerdika type of suffix. There's another type of suffix. There's a suffix where we don't know if it became us or not. Somebody comes home and he opens up his refrigerator and look at that. A piece of celery fell into the pot of chicken soup. Why do you know? Sunday morning we were learning this and Mamish told me about the shaila. And you go home, you open your fridge and celery fell in. When did the celery fall in? Did it fall in 24 hours ago? 12 hours ago? 2 hours ago? You'll never know. Zokta Taz, a suffix, which is Loyas Chazak Isura. We don't know if there's an Isser. We all remember from Yeshiva. There's a concept of Chazaka. A Chazaka, we say that something didn't change until we know it changed. The Cheskes HaGuf. That it didn't get a bliya unless you know it got a bliya. So the Taz says that by a suffix, which is a suffix, which is the isser, we know there's an isser, we know which is which. I'm asking to the Ramah. Suffix, kavush, asr. It's a derais. But where it's loyis chazaki surah, in a place where I don't know if there's an isser, that we should go basa cheskes haguf, and once you go basa cheskes haguf, we should assume that it happened later, and that it's mutter. And the Taz says the Ramah clearly does not hold this way. If you look in the source of the Ramah, in the Hetavisa Ha'aruch, he holds Safa Kavish is always Asr, and the Taz disagrees. Now if you look at Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, he brings a fascinating Halacha Shaila L'maisa. I don't know if this will ever happen again, but let's see, Sifkat and Gimel in the Pisrei Tshuva. I am Berhetiv, I am Kresiu Plesi, Shadaita Kehataz. The Kresiu Plesi agrees with the Taz. The Dafka Besafik Shieshka Beis Chatichais. Dafka, so we have two pieces. Achas Nichvash Meisleis. Vechad Bepochus. One was covered 24 hours, and one was less. Vloyadina Mihua Nichvash Meisleis. And I don't know which one was 24 hours. Zehu, this fake I also. Avo. Im Yesafik Imunach Kovash Meisleis. Epochus. If you're not sure if it was there 24 hours or less, yesh lo hakel dukminam becheskas kashrus, because then we go basa chazaka that it was kosher. Vayim chas shuv es chavis yoyer shehisig olav. Chavis yoyer takes the other position. Nika gadas haramai in sham. Vayisafti leel simit tzadik vav sekat nalav. Vayim b'tshuv es pri tavua simit chafei. Listen to the shayim. Al oydais be'er hamayim. A person had a pit in which he stored water. So he had his guy who the custodian who took care of the bar. Now this custodian was taking care of the bar one day. He fell into the water and drowned. Now this is a terrible thing. Because now he could trafe up the water. They found a guy in the water, and if he's there for 24 hours, then the Basar Adam is not kosher. The Basar Adam that went, the Bliya of the Basar Adam that went into the water makes the water treif. But it's a suffix. When did he drown? Did he drown more than 24 hours ago or less? Rigor mortis is after how many hours? Any doctors here? Huh? I think it's 9 hours. What?
Not hours.
Minutes.
It's not minutes. It's an hour.
In an hour or two. Okay. So they couldn't tell how long is he dead. Is he dead long enough to ask for the water? I don't know if I want to drink this water anyway. Apparently there was no shishim kenega this person. V'tzideid lahakul. He paskins l'kula. Kiva de'ein kan rak safik kavush. Here, this is the Taz's case. It's a safik. There's no eschazik isura. We don't know if there was a kavush or not. Yesh kan safik kavush. Plus, de'ein kan rak isur asay. The most you have here is an isur asay. Begam de'ikal esfuke shemu neisitam levgam. What? To say... Elo Taichlu, Bezais Taichlu. It says.
The
What?
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
It's not tray. It's an isasay. I'm not sure why is an isasay any more kuladik than a loisasay. I'm not sure. I should tell you, basar adam is a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh holds that basar adam is not an isasay at all. Apparently, this tshuva seif, I don't know who the pre tshuva is. Either he was a Sfardi and went with the Rambam. Or maybe it was Mitzarif the Rosh, he just doesn't bring it down because they chew his bekitzer. What? I'm not talking about cannibals right now, but the Rosh holds it's only the Rabbanan, and the Rambam, I believe, holds it as the Daraisa. What? Basar Adam. The Issa to eat Basar Adam, Shitas Rosh, is that it's not Issa Daraisa. And what? No difference in going to Yid. But a Yid is Asabah Noah. A Yid is Asabah Noah, but that wasn't the Shaila here. No one wants to have Anoah from this maze.
The mind wants Asabah Noah from the Yid?
You're not having Anoah from the Basra. If it's by, the Tzad Kula here is that it's less than 24 hours, and there is no Bliya. By Yid, if the Bliya is less than time of Shabbat, then it will be a problem. Well, he says it's a suffix and it's a tam pogrom. Do you know if Basar Adam tastes good or not? I don't know. It's a very hard. What? You have to ask them. Yeah, okay. So, Akoponim, this isn't that.
In this case, you're assuming he's always alive unless you know otherwise.
Well, that's really the Taz's title. If you're not sure a person's nifter, we give a cheskes chai, and you say it's nifter at the later time. That's really the Taz's taina. The Taz's taina is why by suffer kavush. You call yourself a deraisa, give a cheskes aguf, then it stayed as long. Then it stayed as long as today. He's dead, but you know if he's dead 24 hours, then he's dead less than 24 hours.
Why don't we say vada that it's not less than time of gum because they're cannibals?
Why? You don't know if Vlad.
No, he had a heart attack and he died and fell in.
What about it?
These people.
They sleep. Maybe they only ate it because they roasted it and it tasted good. Maybe it doesn't taste good. I don't know. Yeah. The question was asked that if cannibals eat it, it must taste good. But maybe it's only good roasted and, you know, with all the seasoning. All right, by the way, the end of the Pesachei Tshuva brings the Night of Yehuda I mentioned. That there's no kavush by everything. Now, before we move to the second half of kavush, there's a Rebbe Kiva Eger here, which, when I remember when we were at Yeriday, we were all excited about. We called it the ice cream machine, Rebbe Kiva Eger. I don't know if today any of you use ice cream machines. Let's read the Rebbe Kiva Eger, and maybe you'll figure out what I'm talking about. The one that starts v'chein beheter. That's the end of that case. Ayin Shami says you might look it up in the Tvua. He's Mekel because he has a bunch of Sfeikas.
Oh, he's Mekel over there, but Machber. Yeah, we don't have a bunch of Sfeikas.
Rabbi Kivager, the Chaim Behetish Ashari B'Kli Shalissa says something that to me is a tremendous chiddush. Umaflit Mikol Doifin Akeli. If you're Kivish, a liquid in a Keli. The kfisha goes through the whole keli. Af mimash edovik aleho mi b'chutz. That means, I have a pot, and I put chicken soup inside. Later I discovered there's a piece of cheese got stuck to the outside of the pot. A piece of cold cheese got stuck to the outside or to the bottom, was put on a piece of cheese. The cheese, is there any problem? The cheese is cold. I would assume, what's the problem? Peel off the cheese. Clean it off well. The cheese didn't go into the chicken soup. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. The kayach of kavush is such that it causes the blia of the keli to go into the chicken soup, and even mashadavuk olam mibachutz, with something that's stuck to it on the outside, it also is nivla inside through the keli.
That's like mevushel.
Through it, just like cooking. Dava to me a dava pella. I would think this cheese was affected when it's hot. The cheese got hot. I understand, but through kavush it affects the piece of cheese stuck on the outside. So to be kiva, yes, he says with tzarachian, but he says yes, we have to be chayshish. You hear that kavush takes from the outside. L'may nafkamina. When I was learning Yeridaya, I used to, my chelik in the Shabbos Suda, you know, Rava was Malach Shibuta, and everybody had his thing. I used to make the ice cream for dessert. We had an ice cream maker in the house. I don't know if you ever saw an ice cream maker. The way the ice cream maker works, it's an outside chamber and an inside container. In the inside container, you put the ingredients. Between the inside container and the outside container, you put ice and salt, and you plug it in, and it turns. And as it turns, the ice obviously melts, and it becomes a liquid, a salty liquid, and it freezes the inside. There's a contraption you stick in, which causes the inside to mix as it turns, and it turns into ice cream. It's delicious. The shaila was, if you make milchika ice cream in this contraption, and then you're going to make parava, does the parav become milachik? What's the shaila? It's cold. The shaila is a shaila of kavush. We're going to learn in a minute. Kavush in a davacharif in seer happens, let's say, in 18 minutes, which is enough time. Assuming salt water is a davacharif, let's assume it is, I don't know if it's pashit. And the question is, does kavush work? Now, Pashit, you would say, the water, the salt water is parav. There's no liquid, there's no milchix in the salt water. The milchix is inside. Such a Viki Vega, no. The kavisha, what's kavush, causes a blia through the keli. The word, the kavisha works through the keli. Now, it works that the milchix goes out into the salt water. Now, milchix is salt water. And it's kavish the keli and milchix is salt water. And therefore, l'chayra, according to this Rebbe Kivayga, the keli becomes milachik. That appears to be. We're going to learn in a minute. I should have read it first. That by a davacharif, by a sharp thing, it kavushes in 18 minutes or less.
The milachik thing is not far.
It's true, but the outside section, assuming it has the name of a davacharif, became milachik. That became milachik. That's charif. So it pulls out the blias through the keli. It became milachik, and now that metal container is sitting, is kavush, in the milchika salt water, so it should become milchik. So l'chaira, you should have a problem that the keli in turn becomes milchik. And here you don't even have etter meisleis because it becomes kavush in less. And l'chaira, it should be a problem. So it would be a napar nab. What? It would be a napar nab. No. It would be a napar nab. So when I made the keli milchik, if it was empty out, I clean it out. And now I put in parav. It's only going through a keli. It's not in that kavush. It's also not by now. And therefore, it becomes milachik.
But
it's less than 24 because it's 18 minutes.
No, but I'm saying that all that the ice is, and the salt has,
yeah,
is clear.
It was more than one kilo.
The koach should not be greater.
Right, and therefore,
that is only
but now it's as if it's half.
It's not yet. It should be greater.
No, if I'm kavish milk in a keli, I pour out the milk. It's 24 hours. It becomes milk. Now I take that milk in keli and I put it into tzir, into davar charif. Then it'll give a blea in less than 24 hours, even though the milk went in 24 hours, but it'll give out now.
If you have, for example, milk in a thing for 20 minutes,
yes,
then you take it out, then you put that into the seer.
There's no problem.
There's no problem.
But if I put it into time the seer is there, the blea does go into the cave.
Right.
Even
if the machine was an end of Yama, the machine's an end of Yama. The last time
that you made it. If it's an end of Yama, there's no problem. The question is if it's a Ben Yama. And you all right? By we wouldn't be guys of Ben Yamei Otto and Ben Yamei by Milchix by Dapra Nat, but in the Maisa, it's a way to remember Rabbi Kivayga. It's a shame. Now, yes.
The milk inside the exams will take 24 hours.
No, that's not.
But now that it's going into the salt water, so the salt water is the devil coming.
Yeah.
But the pot becomes...
No, let me explain to you. Milk itself doesn't go to, unless it's 24 hours. But if I take the milk and I heat it up, I give it heat, then it goes less than 24 hours. Kavush, I'm giving the milk a koyach. I'm heating it up. I'm giving it, the davar charif, it's like a fire. It's giving power to this milk to be mafla, to madliya, to go in and go out.
What do we see charif as power? We only see tzir. We're going to read tzir and charif.
All right, let's see the din of davar charif, of tzir. The end of kofei, the last part of the mechaber, the last din of kavush. Imu kavush b'teich ha-tzir b'teich chaymitz. If it's kavush in tzir ha-chaymitz, if it's kavush in fish brine or in vinegar, then the imshah kadeshit nenu al ha'or v'yarsiach. Now this line is very important. What is the shear of kavush by vinegar, by brine, by something sharp? Not 24 hours. How long? Most confusing line to Teich in Yaradeya. Imshah had stayed there. The amount of time that if it was on a fire, it would boil. And less than this, it doesn't answer only kedei klipa.
This is like 5 to 10 minutes.
What does it mean? How many minutes is kedei shenenu ala or via special via siach? How big is the fire? How big is the pot? It comes out something totally illogical. It comes out that if I have a small container I have here, I'm putting treifus into a pot. I want to know if the pot becomes awesome. So if I put in 6 ounces, so then how long does it take to boil 6 ounces? 3 minutes. So then it becomes awesome in 3 minutes. Instead of putting 6 ounces in, I put in 100 ounces. How long does it take to cook 100 ounces? Feels like a week, you know, and you cook, take a half an hour. So it comes out, you're better off putting more isser, and it'll, you know, you pile in the isser, you have tray for fish brine. How much did you put in? 3 ounces, it becomes usser quickly. 100 ounces, oh, it takes half an hour, gewaldig. No, it's not totally illogical. Rabbi Kiva Eger is upset by this language. Rabbi Kiva Eger mentions it in Simon Samach Tes, the first time this concept is mentioned. In Sif Yud Ches, and he says that there's a mistake, apparent error, in the way the language is brought. The shir kideshiet nenu ala orvi is bashal sounds like the amount of time it takes to put this thing on the fire and it cooks, and that's not logical. So it could be kiveger. It's Simas Samach Tes, which is Hilchas Malichas. Sif Yud Ches, the first Rabbi Kiveger on Sif Yud Ches. Kashir shiitnu mayim alo esh v'yizvashel. Kenu lashon hator. Now the Torah's lashon is totally different. It doesn't say k'day shiitnenu, you put this on the fire. K'day shiir shiitnu mayim alo esh. The amount of time that it takes to put water. How much water we have to understand. How big a fire we have to understand. There's an absolute time of mayim alo esh v'yizvashel. So he says kenu lashon hator. It's mashu. We look at this pot, whatever's in it. Beharash gam kein loy niska loshen shiit nu bema shi loy niska loshen shiit nu mayim rakim nosnai v'tzarechin. So he says that the shear, it's great, he doesn't speak out the kasha, the whole loshen akasha, which I my recollection is he does speak it out, so he must be speaking out somewhere else. But what? It's kavush, there's water in it, there's liquid in it, and he says it should say k'deshitnu mayim alor, not k'deshitnenu alor. So therefore, Kiveg Eger says v'tzarechin, What does it mean? So I don't know how to answer it, except that the Chacham Sadam gives a minute's time. He says someplace between 6 and 18 minutes. He says the Ashiurim could be as little as 6 minutes, could be as much as 18 minutes. Whatever the Shir Hazman is, it's somewhere in that area. If it's 6 minutes, less than 6 minutes, it's not Kavush. If it's more than 18, it's definitely. From 6 to 18 minutes, it's in a geder of a... together of a suffix, and we're not sure.
I've never had
anybody ever ask me a shayla of kavush b'dov charif, which doesn't mean anything. You know, it could happen tomorrow. But if it would be somewhere between 6 and 18, then I keep saying davar charif.
Yeah,
it means anything that has a sharp taste.
Why? Anything that's here over here, does that mean horseradish?
Horseradish, sure. In Tzadik Aleph, I think it says horseradish. In Tzadik Aleph, you use it for Lashon Charif. Yeah, but it's the same, because the Simit Tzadik Aleph you have in the Pesachei Tshuva, I believe.
You kept the spoon in the horseradish.
Yeah, he talks that.
Shach takes out chaymetz here. That means it's not good here. Chaimitz is certainly davar charif.
It should be, no?
Big nafkamina, you put a fleshik spoon in.
You kept the fleshik spoon in for more than 6 minutes.
He says, he doesn't say that.
By then it's not charif anymore. I wish I had that was radish. You kept it on top.
All right. The, I believe it was Bach Ben-Avi.
People don't ask if you're going to publish because it doesn't occur. Nobody thinks about it.
You mean they don't realize it, or it doesn't happen?
They
don't realize it. People do ask about the chrein. People do ask about a fleshik spoon in chrein, if it makes the chrein fleshik. And I always tell people that a teaspoon is very rarely truly fleshik, even if fleshik is set, because you don't use it for hot, for a cleavation. What? With teaspoon? Yeah, it could happen occasionally, but it's definitely stoma, it's not a ben yayimai, and it's not so much of an issue. Yeah, so why does it go in through Irui? Through Irui, it's so many spagas. But, yeah. Okay.
There's
a, yeah.
He told me that he thinks that it's not. I would ask again.
Okay. The Gilyam Arsha. On the bottom line, Kadeshinenu Alaor has a kula which is discussed by Arichos in Simon Samach Tes. Here it's a shachs of cotton Samach Ches in Hilchis Malicha. Let's first read the Gilyam Arsha's language. He says, Kadeshinenu Alaor. Oh, we have a kula for the ice cream maker. He says, from a keli, the Gilyam Arsha, the bottom line, Dibra Maslo Kadesh Nenu Ala Or. He says a kula. Don't think this is a Gilyam Arsha's kula. This is a Tazer Shach's kula, just a Tazer Shach, right? It's in the No, you see, he didn't. One second. Kidei sheitnenu alo or mikli ene maflit kashir zeh. He's made this kavash on kalim 24 hours. But the kayach of a davar maluach or a davar tzir to go through kalim, simen samach tes, taz mem alef, shach samach es, that's, he says, ene maflit from a keli. There's a cloud there, ein malicha bekelim lahaflit. There's no power in salt, maluach hariu kareseach. There's a din that salting something causes blias to go from one food to another. There's a rule there, ein malicha bekelim lahaflit. That malicha, when you salt food, it affects the food. Everyone knows, you salt food, first of all, it tends to sweat, you see it pulls out the lachus. Salting affects food. Salting does not affect kalim. You salt a kalim, nothing happens. You don't see any change. So the klal, he says there it says, Eim malicha b'kalim lahaflit. That everyone agrees. By salting a kalim, if you have a tray for kalim, and you salt meat in the tray for kalim, the salting of the meat, does, of the kalim, does not pull blias out of a kalim. What about by tzir? That doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. So that the Taz and Shach say that salt water, even though apparently they hold salt water, it's clear from here that they hold salt water has a din of tzir, to have a din of kavush in a shorter period of time. But the rule, ein malicha b'kelim lahaflit, applies to something which is kavush in salt water as well, that it doesn't cause a bliya to come out of a keli. If it's mavliya into kelim, so he says, look at the mishpatzayzav, there I believe we're machmir, that kavush b'malicha does give taste into a keli, just like by salting tray for meat, or even the kosher meat, it asks the keli in which it's salted. But you know, you'll ask a kasha. They salt meat in Empire or in Aaron's or in Ali. So they salt. You'll ask me a kasha. When you salt meat on a keli menukiv, the keli becomes treif, right? Because you're salting it, and the bliya goes into the keli. So how do they salt the second meat? When they salt the next meat, it should be a problem. Teretz says, "Ein kayach bekelim, ein melicha bekelim lahaflit." That melicha is not maflit from kelim. Now, granted, the kozman, the meat is busy being torah liflite, it's eri beleya anyway. It's a separate thing. But even if it sits there longer, it's not going to become maser because ein kayach bemelicha bekelim lahaflit. It's not maflit from kelim.
So that it
fills the keli. It's a side problem because it's. Yeah, I'm doing it as holes, and it runs out. But the keli becomes acid. That's just a Shulchan Aruch. Or it's had a slant. You mean both. You one or the other. It's usually both. But
so does this apply to the spoon in the chrein also?
Yeah.
The spoon in the chrein, it's aimed at kayach lahaflit. Yeah, but that's not the oh, you're right. It's coming out of the spoon into the chrein. Okay, you're right. It should be the same thing. But I think the Prima God, beginning of Sadek Aleph, talks about it. Maybe he's talking lavliya.
There's okay. A case over there with the pickles on the plate of a guy. Using the plate.
Yeah, but he's not
guy.
Talking about kavush there. He's talking about the plate going otherwise. All right, so we've learned these are the rules of kavush. This is the whole thing. This is the whole package. We learned today these are the rules of kavush. And next time we get to phase, the dinam of a klisheni, which is extremely important in people's homes. Is a cliche any maflit? Is it not maflit? So that we'll do Bezus Hashem next week. If Rabelska comes next week, we'll do it in 2 weeks.